What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 20th of July. Going to be short, sharp and sweet today, unless I keep rambling. But I don't have much to tell you. But it's all good because that means you can get about your busy day and you can find something a bit more interesting to do than listen to me. What I was going to say, oh yeah, if you haven't been before, I say this all the time, but I'm going to keep saying it. I've got to plug the videos. If you haven't listened, if you're listening on the podcast, there's videos of exactly what you're listening to on YouTube. It's just me talking, really. It's just a video of me talking, yeah. So it's not much to look at. Well, it is. It's my beautiful face. But I'm going to say, I mentioned the other day about Italian police. The Italian police busting... they found a drug, cocaine inside coffee beans. They found cocaine inside coffee beans and they did a drug bust and they found all these coffee beans with cocaine inside them. And I was making jokes that I bet some of the fucking police officers had swiped a load of the coffee beans before they, like, you know, grassed up the rest. They're going to have their share and then grass up what's left and the people still have to go down for the drugs. But anyway, there's an Italian police station that's been, a whole Italian police station that have been busted for dealing in drugs and torturing drug dealers. So they've been stealing drugs off drug dealers or finding out their stashes. And they've been selling it all the whole of the police station, been selling it from the police station or been selling it from wherever. But they're all involved. So I told you, that's what they're up to. They don't fuck around. They're like, you know, you think you're just going to get a bust. You've heard it before, you know, when somebody gets bussed with 20 kilos or something and when he goes to court, they're going like, right, 5 kilos. I mean, it does him a favour because he's getting a lesser sentence, but he's like, where's the other fucking 15 gone? Oi, judge, excuse me, I'd like to say that there was 20 kilos there, not 5, and these policemen have fucking obviously swiped it all. I don't care about the extra time. I want them fucking go down with me. Yeah, so, just goes to show... I hit the nail on the head with that one, as I usually do, So keep listening if you haven't been before. Tell you what, there's social distance or the COVID thing's making everybody adapt to a different way of acting or a different way of working. And Texas have got it right with a new drive-through strip club. That's got to be one that's got to take off. I'll tell you what, if you haven't, literally, they're going to take off, the clothes that is. But that's got to take off, that's got to go around the world. It's a strip club where you drive up and it's a two song limit or something. Obviously, you pay through your window and you sit there in your car looking out the window while she lap dances outside the car or does a strip or whatever the fuck they're doing. So that's fucking brilliant. So and then you can like just drive off then. Go, right, I've had my fill. Maybe you've got like, how long's two songs? 7 minutes? You've got 7 minutes maybe to, if you're in your own car, I imagine you can masturbate if you like. You're the king of your own castle there, aren't you? You can do what you like while you're inside. You probably couldn't do it inside the strip club, but you can, I'm sure you can do it in your own car. So maybe you can get yourself, you know, a milkshake after 7 minutes of, within 7 minutes of action. And then you can roll on and go, right, I've had my fun. Back home to the wife. Might be the wife who's there at the strip club. She might be there, might like a little bit of, might like the female form. In all its glory. So anyway, that's good. It's going to go back to the car washes and everything now, isn't it? They're going to do, you know, the car wash when everyone's all the sexy ladies. The good old days, the 70s, they had it fucking bang on. And I think there might be that strip club one. That sounds something straight out of the 70s. I was going to say, a small firm is inventing a computer that has feelings. An artificial voice with deep human emotion. So that's going to be, they're going to be long before that, screaming at you for fucking, or like, you know, getting all emotional over something that you've typed or something that you've, some email that you've sent or something that you're watching, and they're going to start getting emotional about it and start like telling you off. And telling you need to down, you know, stop looking at this kind of thing, you dirty bastard. I'm going to tell what I'm going to tell on you. It's about time you bucked your ideas up and grew up, pretending to be playing games when you're actually watching that shit. Yeah, so but that's gonna go on. It's gonna end up with Siri and Alexa. They're all gonna get involved, aren't they? They're gonna start doing it. Alexa, you're gonna say, Alexa, I heard somebody the other day say, Alexa, make me a shopping list ready. Get me a shopping list ready. And then Alexa could say back, piss off, do it yourself, I'm busy. Someone's just asked me to put a song on. I can't do 10 things at once. That's what they're trying to do at the moment, aren't they? Alexa, fuck you now. Everybody's shouting at the same time at them. They don't know what the fuck's going on. So yeah, there you go. Computers with emotions coming to you. I'm like a robot without emotions. So I'm the opposite way around. So beat that. The ladies don't like it. a teen made more than a million. Nice one. This guy's made more than a million. A teenager importing American sugary treats. So it's all the American. I'll tell you what, I, as well, because they've got loads of things that you never see over here, isn't it? Like Cheerios, Oreos, all that kind of. All their cereals are all different names to what we got, aren't they? What else has he got? Mr. Freshly's, Oreo Brownies, Berry and Pineapple Fantas. Everything that they don't get anywhere else. So he's making a killing. He made a million. That is a killing as a teenager. And all of a sudden, everybody who's going to be going to be shop are going to be big fatty bum bums. You watch them over a period, take photos of them over as a social experiment as they're going in and they're coming out over 12 months. And they'll just become big fatty bum bums because a lot of that is just all sugar. And it's all like, you know, well, I don't know. It's cereals at the end of the day. It's not really much, but I'm just thinking about the American diet because they've got big bad food habits. But that's because of their sizes and their food. There's like the junk food is, I mean, you ain't going to get better junk food than you do in America, but it's fucking double sizes as well, isn't it? It's great when you're on holiday, but if you're living there, it's fucking bad for your health, big time. Bad for your ass. You know what I mean? Shaking that fucking big bad booty around in a club. Watch that over. I remember I was working with three people in Australia. I worked in a place and it was like a chip shop. I did it for a day. It was at a rugby match. And the one had been working there 2 years. One had been working there a year. And one had been working 6 months. And they were like the three bears because they're all eating the food. They're all eating the chips and everything. They say we save money by eating here every day. And they're there permanently. And they're like the three bears. You had the little one, the middle one, and the bigger one. Because the little one was the one who's only been there 6 months. So if we give it a year, she'll be up to size. Look at this guy. This guy's up a tree. This guy's climbed a tree, 60-foot tree, to have a picnic. He's at the top, right at the top, on the very top branch. And he's got his sandwiches out, and he's having a bite to eat. He's on the run, wasn't he? Must have been on the run. And he's just fucking... He's right at the top. It's like a Christmas tree, but 60 foot right to the very top. that's a guy who doesn't like people. He's trying to get out of people's way. He likes climbing, though, but I'd be shitting myself if I got up that high. I mean, like, that's when you're going to meet that panther that's around, the panther that's in England that nobody sees, but somebody sees, but nobody else sees, so we don't know if it actually is there. But panthers climb trees, and you're going to be at the top of that, eating your little ham, pulling out your little ham sandwiches, thinking you're clever. Next thing you know, panther's going to fucking come from behind you and knock you out the tree. What before, after taking your sandwich off you first, of course, and then letting you fall out the tree. Some strange people about. That's just in the park. He's just going, somebody just seen him right at the top. That's why the photo's in the paper. He was just there munching away, minding his own business. Louis Vuitton's got a new bag out. It's £1,600, and it's a black. It's black with a knot tied in the top, and it looks just like a poo bag. A poo bag, a shit bag, a dog shit bag. They haven't called it that. They called it the BV twist bag. But it's £1,600. So if you want to be go out and pretend you've got one of them bags, just take a fucking dog shit bag, the black one, with a knot in the top, with a bit of dog shit in it, and walk into the nightclub like that. And everyone will go, oh, look, she's got one of them Louis Vuitton bags. And you'll be like, yeah, not really. It's dog shit. That's got them fooled. And then, but as you walk past them again, I don't think much of a perfume, though. That's fucking rotten. Okay, smelly armpits. Smelly armpits are inherited from cavemen who carried the same bacteria as humans today. hairy armpits, hairy armpits. I was going to say that. Of course, we've come from cavemen. Well, surely we have. But some people have got it more than others. Some people have still got the cave effect right now. So if you're one of those people, check yourself every now and then, because other people are too embarrassed to tell you. They're like going, it's horrible that, isn't it, when somebody's got it? It's all right if it's one of your mates, but imagine if it's like a, you know, like a girl that's like, you know, a little bit sweet but a bit shy, and you've got to go up and say something like that to them. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for you and for them. I don't wonder why I feel bad for their feelings. And if it was a bloke, you know, like, but if it's a mate, you're like, oh, you smelly bastard, fucking sort yourself out, dirty bastard, dirty fucker. Change, get you some deodorants on. But yeah, so we come from cavemen's. Well, that's where the cave women love that. The cavemen, we love the old BO smell. They were fucking digging that big time. They were like, fucking throw me over your shoulder and take me into your cave. I'll draw a big dick on the cave wall for you first, and then we can, if I draw your dick on the cave wall, and in thousands and thousands of years, people will be going, what's this mean on this wall, I wonder? And it'll be like, well, the caveman had smelly armpits, and when she smelt it, she just starts drawing dicks straight away. That's what she, that was her thing. She couldn't speak, because they only grunted, didn't they? So she would draw a big dick on the wall, which was a sign for him to shag her. Hey, tell you what, I should be a historian. Right, I think I'm a shopkeeper. You think you've got a good work ethic? I've got nowhere near this. A shopkeeper has finally retired after working for 38 years every single day. 38 years? You ain't even had a holiday. You ain't even gone away. That's a fucking guy who, if you walked into his shop and tried to shoplift, you'd end up with a fucking can of tomatoes buried in your head, because he's worked hard for that. And you ain't coming and taking nothing of him for free. No way, Jose. He's been there 38 years. That's hard work. I hope he's a millionaire. He fucking deserves to be. You know, and he come to this country, Roy Carbander, come to the country, and he's like, you know, fucking made it work, made it pay for him, worked his arse off. Now he's retired at the age of 62. He's got a long life. I bet he can't wait. I bet he's fucking always going around the shop. I bet he's in there every day. Going in to buy something. Somebody hasn't bought the shop off him, unless it's his family. Because he starts rearranging all the shelves and everything. He just can't help himself. Oh, Roy. Man after my own art. Well, not really. Apart from the work bit. The money bit, man after my own art. The work bit, can't be bothered. I don't want to work. I want easy money. But unfortunately, I have to fucking work hard as well. But I don't get any money for it. That's the unfortunate thing. This, I'm doing for free. And look how good it is. Right, I'm going to leave it on one more thing. Primal Scream singer Denise Johnson died at the age of 56. Sad times. She sung on a lot of my favourite songs. And she died almost suddenly, I think. They don't really know why, but unless it's coronavirus related. But that's a sad time. And she sung on a lot of the other Manchester bands as well. So big loss there, because when they do the rounds and do their concerts, she was always at the ready. So somebody else is going to have to fill big boots. Anyway, take it easy. I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.